Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Ambassador for the proposed Esplanade Resort in Hervey Bay, Jamie Durie, says a five-star resort in the bay is long overdue. The $445 million build includes a 223-room Sheraton-managed hotel, 424 private apartments, and an Australian-first 7-metre-deep dive and snorkelling facility. The Order of Australia medalist and horticulturalist says he's been overwhelmed by the positive response from locals while he's been in town.
Beautiful restaurants, much more parking. The hotel itself will provide a little over 300 jobs, and it'll bring in somewhere between 50 to 75 million a year.
The project has not received council approval, but there have been several petitions by locals against the development. Drop-in community information sessions on the Bundaberg East Flood Levy Project will be held at the School of Arts building in Burbong Street next week. The member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, says there have been false suggestions that the $174 million flood levy could negatively affect the residents of Bundy North.
Well, this is a great opportunity to come and talk to the experts, talk to the hydrologists who know that the levy will protect the people of Bundaberg and will not provide any adverse harm.
The sessions are being held on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. The mystery of the cocaine bricks washing ashore on Australia's east coast may be solved. The Australian Federal Police have charged a Brisbane man with a massive drug trafficking scheme following raids in southeast Queensland and some in Hervey Bay. The AFP alleged the 36-year-old tried to import 20 tonnes of drugs in the past year, including a 900-kilo shipment that ended up scattered on our beaches. And finally, if you spot something intense going on at the Hervey Bay Airport this weekend, don't panic. Airport staff will be conducting a chaotic and confronting simulated plane crash that will include people pretending to be either dead or wounded. It's all in the name of improving the airport's emergency response procedures.